Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Texas has the largest population of feral hogs in the United States. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples explains what's being done to help get rid of this pest.
Well, Tony, we know that feral hogs can cause severe damage to property, livestock, crops, fences, and fields. And I might say, if you haven't been a victim to the damage caused by feral hogs, just wait, because it's probably coming. They're so prolific. You know, they also carry diseases such as tuberculosis and salmonella, and they harbor disease agents such as E. coli, avian influenza, and West Nile virus. It's estimated that feral hogs cause $500 million in damages annually in Texas, including $52 million in direct agricultural damage. I know in my own hay fields back home in East Texas, I have rent spray rigs because the terrain has been so rough. This is a very serious issue for both rural and urban landowners.
So what's TDA doing?
Well, last year, the Texas Department of Agriculture supported two feral hog eradication initiatives, the Feral Hog Abatement Program and the Hog Out County Grants Program. The Feral Hog Abatement Program assists educational institutions and research facilities in finding new ways to control the population of wild hogs in Texas. And the Hog Out County Grant Program actually encouraged Texas counties to make a concentrated and coordinated effort to reduce the feral hog population from October to December.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.